I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
For me, as a father of a young boy, I have been very open with him about the places in my life where I failed, about some of the worries that I have, about the despair that I've felt in certain situations that have happened pretty recently. And my son is six, and he's already learning how that's not a sign of weakness. That's just an acknowledgement of the brokenness of the world, mm-hmm. and that he too can begin to show emotions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a healthy place for us to be. And we can, in those moments where we recognize and name the weakness, we can then ask God to step into it. Or another way to say it, if men can never be weak, then Christ will never be strong in their life.
Yeah.
Another way to say that.
Yeah, Nate, can you open up about one of those failures or weaknesses that you've just recently gone through?
Yeah.
Your voice just went up a little. Yeah, I can, but... I'm not sure I want to.
Well, I'm not sure that how much I can say on one of them particular, but I'll say this. I'm working on a project right now, and the project kind of fell through, and I thought it was going to be something that was going to work, and I was really excited about it. And I heard back from a number of people that I was collaborating with, and they said that this is just isn't going to happen.
Yeah, welcome to my and Ted's world.
So I was actually so deflated by this that it happened right before dinner, and I'm sitting at the dinner table and I felt sick to my stomach and I wasn't able to eat and I wasn't able to be present. And I excused myself from the dinner table and just said, I need to go up to my room. I need to go to the bedroom. I need to lay down for a little bit. My wife and my kids finished up the dinner, and I went up to my room and I just laid in bed and I started crying because I was just so upset that this thing was failing. And I felt like a failure. I think that's the other piece. I felt like a failure. And my son after dinner came up and he laid in bed next to me and he put his hand on my back and he said, Daddy, at school we're working on a book and it's been really hard for me to draw the pictures and I've gotten really frustrated and I felt sad. But I prayed to God, and God has been able to help me finish my project, and God will help you finish your project too. And I just lost it in that moment, right?
Yeah,
and I went
to
my wife the next day, and I said to her, I said, did you tell him to go up and say that to me? And she looked at me, and she said, no, I didn't tell him to say that at all. He did that because you have already been setting the stage for him and showing him that you've modeled for him how to identify your pain with his pain. And now he was taking his pain and identifying it with your pain.
Wow.
And so that for me was, that's a parenting win, even though I felt like such a failure in that moment in some other places in my life. I felt like, no, I think I'm getting this part right.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.